You're listening to the Uncool Designer Podcast. I'm your host, Anna Dower. I'm a graphic designer, mentor, e-course boss, and cake lover. I am determined to help graphic designers work smarter and not harder in their design business.
Hey friends, welcome to the Uncool Designer Podcast. It's Anna here. If you're a designer that is feeling like a deer in headlights, unsure where to start in your business, today's episode is just for you. Let's talk about turning that overwhelm into action with some straightforward steps. I know running your own design business can feel really overwhelming at times. You're juggling creativity with commerce, and sometimes it's tough to know which end to tackle first. But what if I told you that there's a roadmap you could follow? You know that meme that's out there circulating at the moment? Me as a kid, don't tell me what to do. But me as an adult, please give me step-by-step instructions on what to do. I totally get that. Imagine having a clear set of priorities laid out for you. That's what I'm going to do for you today. I'm going to guide you through the essentials to get you moving forward, step. And I'm going to give you a free guidebook as well, so you can see it all laid out for you. All you need to do is go to annadower.com/overwhelmed. Now, first things first, foundations. All that really important stuff we do for our clients, but often skip over for ourselves because we just want to get to the good stuff, like choosing pretty colors and fonts. That foundational stuff is really important. You need to do it for yourself. You need to understand your why. You need to figure out your authentic voice. And you need to get really clear on your niche. And I know niching can be overwhelming and scary, but a niche really just means choosing who you want to work with, what kind of design style you want to offer, the design services you want to offer, and the value that you want to infuse into your business ethics. You also need to get clear on how you're going to price yourself. Ditch the hourly rates and start charging value-based and create some design packages so that you can hit your income goals easier each month. Once you have all of those foundations sorted, that's when you can start moving on to your branding. That's the fun stuff, picking the colors and the fonts and all that sort of stuff. You need to create a logo, a submark, and a style guide for yourselves so that you stick to the plan. Don't skip any steps when it comes to branding for yourself. I know it can feel like torture and it's tempting just to get to the end, but go through the steps just like you do for your clients. Once you have all those foundations sorted, your pricing and your branding, you can then start thinking about your client processes. It's really important to get these templates up and running so that your systems are really easy and flow quickly when you start taking on design work. So set up your templates. I'm talking about onboarding and offboarding templates, including a price list, a welcome kit, proof sheet. All these tools will save you tons of time and definitely improve client interactions. Once you've done all that, you can start working on your website. This is your online home. You will need the essentials, including a homepage, a sales page for your services page, various subpages, a contact page, and of course, the necessary legals pages. If you don't have a website, it's important. This is where your clients are going to find you online. After your website's set up, make sure that it's responsive, test all the pages, test all the forms. You can start thinking about automation. This is when you can set up your price list to be automated. So when someone enters their name and email address on your website, they automatically get sent the email. You can also set up some email templates and have those ready to go so that you don't need to type them up all the time. Just save them as templates so you can cut down on that admin time. So once your website's done and you're happy with it, let me just preface by saying you may never feel like it's complete, but when it's to a point where it's done, that's when you can start thinking about marketing and creating a sales funnel. If you're not familiar with sales funnels, they are all about getting people to your website, giving them a free resource in return for their email address so that you can list build and warm up your list to the point that they hire you. Now, once your website's working, you need to start thinking about that free resource that you're going to give away to your audience. It needs to solve a problem that they have so that they hand over their email address. Then, once you have that sorted, you need to start thinking about marketing. When it comes to marketing, I think it's really important to choose 2 to 3 connection tools that are going to get you in front of your audience so that they can know and trust you. Connection tools are things like blogging, email marketing, social media, podcasts, YouTube, or even hosting regular webinars. The thing is, choose the connection tools that are easy for you and that you can commit to doing consistently. Now, I know all of that sounds super overwhelming, but like I said, I've created a guide for you to print out, put on your desk, and check off as you go through each of the steps. Remember, Beyonce wasn't built in a day, and neither is your business. But with these steps, you can start to make sense of the chaos and begin checking off those to-dos like a pro. You've been listening to The Uncool Designer with Anna Dower. For more info and tips for graphic designers, head to my website, annadower.com.